Well, there's some good news for racing fans, the likely return of Winx next autumn. Good morning, Brad Davidson.
Yeah, morning, Loz. Yeah, it's great news, isn't it? Chris Waller put out a media release on social media yesterday, basically saying that all's well in the camp and that Winx likely to return to the stables of Chris Waller this week. So, yeah, no, not locked in entirely just yet, but basically saying that it's likely that she'll have that autumn preparation and what's probably going to be, I guess, a farewell tour, which she definitely deserves. And it's going to be great for racing to have her back for another preparation. Hopefully, I suppose, for racing's sake, she can get down for the All-Star Mile and come back for the Queen Elizabeth and have a bit of a farewell tour in both Victoria and New South Wales.
I don't think I could tell the difference between the turf at the old bowling green there at Eagle Farm compared to the course proper. It looked magnificent. December 22, we find out.
Yeah, exactly right. It was outstanding yesterday for the public trials there at Eagle Farm. There were a couple of those, and like you said, no kickback, which has been fantastic. Everyone's raving about it, so that was the tick off yesterday to resume racing at Eagle Farm on December 22. I suppose not an issue, but it'll be interesting to see how they go with it because this track drains so well. They're going to have to keep the water up to it. That's the thing in summer when you know we get these drier months. They'll have to just keep piling this water on. It's going to be great on you know wet weather days because we're never really going to race on a heavy track up there. But when we're going to have those dry months, it's going to have to keep the water on because otherwise it'll get quite firm due to the drainage. But apart from that, that's only a small issue. Yeah. The fact is, it's flying compared to the last time. We all want to see Eagle Farm back and you know going great guns again. Hopefully. That's going to be the case on December 22.
Yeah, well, TK mentioned it. The surface looks like a bowling green. I was going to say, you two would know this. Is there a certain length the grass has to be on a racetrack?
Hold on. You're the curator.
Yeah, but I've never worked on a racetrack.
There's no length. But when you walk on most tracks, Brad, you know, the cushioning, obviously, the crucial thing's what's under the grass, I guess. But, yeah, the grass looks very finely cut up there, Brad.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, someone mentioned that on social media yesterday, saying that why is the grass sort of so short? But, I'm not sure what the go is there, but I'm just happy to see no kickback. I remember when Buffering galloped over it the first time before Eagle Farm came back, there were clods coming out everywhere, almost knocking jockeys out. So it was just great that that's not the case now and looking forward to hopefully successful return to Eagle Farm Racing on December 22.
Another thing we've spoken about this morning is the fact that jockey managers won't be able to bet in New South Wales from March.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, this one. Racing New South Wales announcing yesterday the board have decided that jockey agents be banned from tipping and betting on races involving their own clients. Now, there was a recent inquiry, of course, with Josh Parr, where there was no action taken. Stewards found no ill toward with his ride there and basically nothing in the betting. But Stewards questioned Josh Parr and basically that his manager, John Walter, he's a form analyst as well and obviously a tipster. So he tipped Reheron. Well, Josh Parr was on Reheron, the short price favourite in the race, and John Walter was tipping Chester just at the value at the odds in that race, which as a form analyst, I don't think there's an issue at all with that because Reheron was always going to be back in the ruck as a short price favourite and Chester was always going to be leading at the better odds. So as a form analyst, you're always looking for those horses that are over the odds and that's the only way you make money is if you bet those horses over the odds long term. So I can understand that, but Stewards have obviously have an issue with this and the Racing New South Wales board and they've come up with this.
Does that mean, Brad, that we could see some of our big-name jockeys not riding in New South Wales?
I don't think so. I don't think it'll go that far. I think more the case that maybe they'll be finding, well, I don't know if they'll be finding a new manager or how it will go about, but it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out because there's a few jockey managers that obviously it's like a bet as well. So, yeah, we'll see how it plays out. But it's an interesting one that I suppose, people are either side of the fence on.
What side are you on?
I don't know. I'm probably not. I guess I'm a little bit not surprised by it, but I don't really see the issue with it personally. But, it's Racing New South Wales Stewards and the board, if they do, then... Yeah. And I suppose that's up to them,
Look, if you want to find fault, you can. I understand the stewards have to protect the integrity and the image of racing, which is their number one priority, which they're doing. But, geez, I reckon it's harsh. It's absolutely harsh. It doesn't mean any of this skullduggery just because my jockey's got a ride and I want to back something else. I don't see an issue with it. Brad, we thank you so. Have you got a thought on Wyong today?
Look, I haven't done the meeting because I'm not on track at Sky Thoroughbred Central today. Gary Harley and Gavin Carmody will be out there for Sky Thoroughbred Central. So I haven't done the meeting. All I can tell you is that United and Conquer's been heavily backed in that two-year-old race and also backed for the Magic Millions two-year-old classic on the Gold Coast in January. So that might be some lead for punters. But, no tip for me on Wednesday this week, but they'll be back. I should have some tips, hopefully, Friday for Saturday, and see if we can get something for Canterbury as well.
Just winners. Thanks, Brad. Thank you, that.
Cheers.